Hallelujah. You are a winner. Hallelujah. Shake yourself. Put your Bible down. Put it down. Put it down. And shake yourself. Was prophesying to her, to us, he decreed and declared. God himself, he never said things in gay. He decreed and declared. You are a winner, are you not? If you are a failure, sit down, please. No, if you are a failure, you can sit down, because failures always be whatever. Hallelujah. You are a winner. Declare. You are standing in the presence of our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let me tell you. 99% of your fear never happened. Since the year began, you thought this will kill you. This will happen to you. Where are you now? Eh? 99%, it is proven by God. 99% of your fear will never happen. Percent. So I am a winner. Please, shall you sit down? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you spoke to me this morning that you, God, have chosen us. And you, God, would do it. It doesn't matter how far we have gone. There is one thing we know. That Jesus, you will never fail us. This morning, I decree and declare that the winning power, grace, and authority you have given to us through Christ our Lord, we activate it this morning. We walk in that victory, for you are God. 30 days that are left before us for the year to be ended, it is too big for you. For Bible says, one day is like 1,000 years in your eyes, and 1,000 years is like one day in your eyes. May you bless us, make our 1,000 years one day. We decree and declare, make our 1,000 years we have spent, 1,000 days we have spent, Number of days we have gone through the week, make it one day for our success and our blessing. We thank you and we hold on to that faith in Christ Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings to you all saints in Jesus' name. Let us give the choir clap offering for their work, good work done. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning. We greet our general overseer, Mama, and we greet our pastors, all the deacons and elders, and the entire church. Hallelujah. If you are happy to be here, give God a clap offering. I want to say something before I present the message. God has done on my heart, the Spirit of the Lord, that we declare December month the month of giving. Hallelujah. When our sister was leading us on the during the worship, he also spoke that it is the month of harvest. Hallelujah. Harvest begin with giving. The end result is this: when you give, you harvest. Hallelujah. Amen. So anybody, if you want to harvest all what you have done throughout the year, and you want to know the hand of God, this month, purpose, every day, every night, every hour, give. Give to the poor, give to the rich, give to the sick, give to everyone. We have many things to give. Hallelujah. Who don't know what we can give? What are the things that we can give? Mention it to me. What? Food. What? Money. Time. What? Nobody should say, I have nothing to give. Love. What do you have to give? Say, give. Forgiveness. What is more? Our visitors, we want you to talk to me. What do you have to give? Kiss. That's great. Kiss is also correct. What? Peace. Okay. Peace. Even if it is kiss, it's fine. Hallelujah. Husbands and wife, give your wives and husband kiss. It's good. Hallelujah. Somebody got it maybe long time. Give it back to the person. Hallelujah. Because this month, you see, the blessing thing is that next week, I'm blessing two marriages. Give God a clap offering. You see? So, even if you say peace and I sleep to say kiss, it is going to happen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us give. The Lord told me before I prophesied that we declare this month a month of what? Giving. And it is written in the word of God, give and it shall be given. See, give and it shall be given back to you. So, please, make it a point. The best way you can give much that can bring you a good harvest is to give to your enemies. Note it. If you have never experienced God blessing in your lifetime, today, think somebody who thinks he doesn't like you, who know he has offended you, and give to the person. And see the hand of God, how it works. Because we have a song that we sing, we don't want to think about it. Because we said that he works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. We love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. So I want you right now, go into your heart and look into your conscience and put your hands on your heart and let us decree and declare that Father God, this month, which you have given me, today is the first day. I promise to give all, anything that I have, which you have given to me, all I will give and receive back the harvest of that. I am sowing a giving this week, next week, until this month end. Father, according to your word and your promises, I receive back your promises and blessing. In Jesus' name, give God a clap offering. So let us turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 19. Saints, let us try our best. If you go home, read Matthew chapter 19. If you can read the whole book, it is very, very, very great. Hallelujah. 19 is the Matthew chapter 19. Jesus answered two major problems in human life. If you go to Matthew chapter 19, the two major problems in a person's life is marriage and money. Hallelujah. So if you read Matthew chapter 19, you will see Jesus answered those two typical questions plainly. And you will know where you lies. Hallelujah. Today we continue our previous message about giving. Hallelujah. I think that for the past weeks ago, on the 10th of November, we spoke about the theme sowing and reaping, which is termed as giving. Hallelujah. So the message today is sowing and reaping. Hallelujah. Whatever in all our life cycle, hallelujah, in all our life cycle, I want to repeat that, the world system run, even the heavenly system run. The God who created heaven and earth, he mandated that whatever you sow, you reap. Let us say amen. Amen. So make your life, make every difficult thing in your life very easy, more than making easy things difficult. Are you listening, saints? We are breaking the word of God in the spiritual perspective so that whatever in spirit can mature in life. In this life, in my marriage, whatever I will sow in the marriage, I will reap. In my business, it is mandated by God and it is written. So when Jesus came, he heard about tithe in Old Testament. He heard about sacrifices. And Jesus said, I came to fulfill. If you read the Bible, he said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but I came to fulfill the law. So he said, I'm not here to elaborate sin. I don't have to mention different kinds of sin like the Old Testament. The only way you can see all sins begin, if you manners love in your lifetime, everything you do is what? Sin. Hallelujah. So Jesus didn't have time to elaborate sin and making one sin, another sin. As we know, somebody smoke, you drink, you do whatever is sin. No. He said, oh, the beginning of every kind of sin you can mention, when love does not prevail, sin is inevitable. It will happen. And then the same Lord our Jesus Christ said, In this life, whatever you put in, you get it back. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's very, very important we understand the kind of life Jesus has given to us. Otherwise, the pain in Christianity that I see is worshiping the Lord and you don't prosper. One thing that you need in life, mention some of them to me: money, peace, health. And this is all what we saw Jesus came to this earth and did on this earth. He does all of them. He healed all the sick. He resurrected the dead. He blessed people. And believe in Jesus, and this thing is not happening, it is a pain in Christianity. Hallelujah. That is where counseling and advice is needed. So that what our Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 12 can be activated, that we need to renew our what? Our mind. We need to renew our minds. So since Jesus said, tithe whatever, one thing that is above all of them, tithe is only what? 10%. Today I saw the Bible teacher teaching about what? Tithe. Only 10% in your life that you give. Is it enough? Hallelujah. Is it enough? So, Jesus is saying that tithe and your first fruit total is 12.5%. It's nothing. If you want to exceed, give all as you can. That's why Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians that according to your what? What is in your heart. Some people can give 50%. Some people give houses. Some give aeroplanes. Some give jets. If you go to America, Creflo Dollar, somebody gave Creflo Dollar the first flight, Boeing 747. A carrier, even some countries can, like Ghana, don't have it. But it was given to a minister of what? God. A carrier, when South Africa bought one, they were blushing that we are giant. Somebody gave it to the man of God free. And he also gave it to the wife. And another time, somebody gave him another brand new one. It is there. It's the Lord who make a way for us to be what? Blessed. But you know what? Creflo Dollar, since he began his ministry, he sowed into Kenneth Copeland ministry all the day long. And when Kenneth, who is this? He didn't know him. Listen to TBN. So he was always praying to this guy who sowed into the God business. Who sowed into? So one day he met him. That's why he became part of Kenneth Copeland. And he told him, come and preach in my church. The first day he preached Kenneth Copeland message. Now he said, boy, you got my message. You will prosper. Jesus says something. I'm talking about giving before I show you something. Isaiah said, who has believed our message? And the arm of the Lord, Isaiah 53, is that not so? And the arm of the Lord, who has been what? Revealed. Since it is painful to serve God like this. When you don't see the glory, not one thing the Bible says you are experiencing the benefit. Change. The only thing that can beat it is what? Giving. Hallelujah. So Jesus came. He told the Pharisees. If you go to Matthew 23 or 25 or 24. He said, woe to you. You give one tenth and all that. But there is something higher than that. Giving is more higher than your tithe. Giving is higher than what? Tithe. And those who practice tithe, they are supposed to give and receive more. But they end up there. You do know what tithe do? Only bless you to be in your business. Hello? The business cannot collapse. Nobody cannot take your business away from you. Hallelujah. Do you know what first fruit do? First fruit is a small money. God makes sure that he will be first in your life to provide you all you need. Do you know what give overflow? Your offerings. You are giving, extra giving. The alms, some of them we call it alms. These are Muslims. This is what they do. Besides all their tithe and their whatever they pay, they give alms and all that. And that is what brings in overflow. So Jesus said, give and shall be given to you. That good measure is, tithe is a demand. First fruit is a demand. But giving from the heart is a sacrificial work of God. So Bible said, Jesus said, when you give, that good measure you measure, I'll press that and shake it and give it back to you. But today, look at our Christian life. When we see people, we hide food. When we see people, we hide drink. When we see people, we hide money. When we see people, we hide things. Some things that we can give easily. Hallelujah. And the person said, God bless you. And the Lord said, I've written it down. Somebody told me to bless you. So I'm looking into your life and see, Pastor, what you need and bless you. So sometimes you get a blessing you didn't know. Even you have not prayed about it. And the Lord said, it's for you. Hallelujah. What does that miracle? It's not your prayer. People believe prayer is good in every area. But what does that? It's acting on your prayer. Hello? Why do I mean acting on your prayer? I will show you the one verse we are coming to read. Acting on your prayer is that, Father, bless me car, bless me this. Father, I want to do this. And when you finish, the Lord said, go and give to this man. Everybody who prays after your prayer, if you wait 2 minutes, God drops something in your heart. But because it is not your answer to prayer, it looks nonsense to throw it away. Have you heard it? Because God bless me, I can, all what I want is go to Ronnie's Motors. Even if that one, if I don't know, I will ask. And go and pick Mercedes Benz. Because that is the answer. But I say, God bless me, I can say, go and give 2 rand to Sister Salele. Everything God will give you to make a miracle is the cheapest thing. I've make a statement. Make a difficult thing easier. More than making an easier thing difficult. After that prayer, I need Mercedes Benz. Go and give 2 rand to Our Lady. Then you try to underestimate God. Two rand is too small to be given to that nice lady. That is one of. I didn't say you are too stubborn, but you are too clever. Hallelujah. 2 rand is too small. Say, lady, today get 2 rand. Hallelujah. Or somebody will say, what about you also can invent sin? What about if I give her a thing that I want her to wash my car? You created everything. That is why we sing a song here. And people, we need to listen to the song that we sing. We always say that when you walk in the Lord, in the light of his word, in the end we see that, but to trust and what? But because there is no other way to be happy, listen, no, to be happy in what? Jesus. But to trust and what? Obey. What? Obey what? Obey what God tells you and do. God will never tell you to do something which is too hard for you what to do. He always give you something to make the bigger problem what? Easier. But we didn't. Somebody was in the church, came to confess to me, and said, "Pastor, I've been so bad, be disobedient to the Lord. The Lord told me to bless the ministers in the church. And I've been so..." I said, "My brother, we don't need anything from you. It's the Lord who have got the need to bless you. Go quickly and do whatever minister God show you, and receive your blessing. Otherwise, you are wasting your time. One thing about God is this. When he tell you this today, you heard it and you did not do, the next day he doesn't talk. So we need to know this man very, very well. He is a great man. Matthew 19. I'm finishing now because I've got a small portion to finish up. We learn that verse 19. Is it verse 16 down? We learn that a young ruler came to Jesus and asked Jesus that, "What can I do to have what? Eternal life." He told Jesus he's a good man. Jesus said, "I'm not a good man." Okay, let us read from down until we reach where we stopped last time. 1, 2, 3, if possible. Let's go. And he said unto him, "Why callest me good?" Please start from verse 17. 16, please. 16, and let us go quick. Because today we have to do communion. 1, 2, 3. That I may have eternal life. Carry on. Mm-hmm. You see, he has done the law, what we are struggling on in life, that we believe when we get, we'll be holy and be Christian and go to heaven, is to obey these commandments. You see, is that not so? That's what we say, "I don't fornicate, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do anything." Somebody have done all this in Jesus and still you don't go to heaven. There is something we need to learn from Jesus, seriously. This man said, "I've done all these things from what? My youth, and I'm rich." And Jesus said, "What?" And the guy is asking Jesus, "What next?" Okay? Let us carry on. What next? Jesus said, "What? If you want to be what? Go and sell all what? And give to where?" Make people Christian. We were called to be Christian. And God said, "Go and make disciples for all nations. You will get greater things in heaven." But when we get all this possession, what do? We hoard it. We keep them. We keep them. If I said we need 20,000 to pay the balance of our church bus, everybody will say he doesn't have. Hallelujah. Everybody will say, "No, Pastor, I don't have. Pastor Richard, can you help us?" "No, Pastor Manqua, no. We don't have." Hallelujah. But those who may say maybe they don't have, they have it. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus said. Go and sell them all. You have heard it. Because you don't smoke, you don't do whatever. You think heaven is just blessing. like that. It's a law. If you obey, there is another one. Love your neighbor as you what? Yourself. And let us see what happened. And what happened? When the young man heard this, he went away sadly because he had great wealth. So if you have great wealth, why don't you give to people? Why are you sad? Maybe if it is me, when God told me, if you want to be perfect, sell all your things, I will be sad because I have only one house and only one car. Are you with me? Yes. Go and sell whatever you have. I've got only one shoe, one suit. Then I will be very sad. If I give, what am I going to use to wear? Or where am I going to use to sleep? You get my point? But this man has got great wealth, but he is still what? Sad. Have you seen the greediness of men? And we want to enter eternal life. There is a way we can bring people to the kingdom. Poor people. We only see them and sneeze upon them. We look down upon them. God said, go and make, Mark 16, go and make disciples of all nations. Which way can you make? Making a poor man a friend. Giving who has not got job a job. Bringing people closer to you. Many a days, many children don't have mother and fathers. Making one of them, like Mother Teresa. Giving is the highest thing. When a man know and do it in the name of the Lord, even heaven is credited to you free. I am repeating, and somebody will say, Pastor, how? I said, giving is the highest thing in the Bible. Bible has recorded that in the New Testament, that if a person make it his habit, even those who were not born again because of their giving, Bible recorded that God himself forced himself that you need to be born again. God appeared to them that I want you to be born again because your giving has become a memorial. Look, Acts chapter 10. We are not going to read because of time. Acts chapter 10, there was a man called Cornelius. He was not born again, but he learned that if he's a soldier remnant, I don't know, regent or whatever. Bible said this man, God himself, God, Jehovah, not Jesus saw it. God himself, even by that time Jesus was gone. God himself saw that your goodness to poor and your giving to poor have become what? A memorial. To what? To my eyes. I cannot cover my eyes against you. Though you are not born again. So, angel, go quickly to Peter and reveal to Peter that he must go straight to Cornelius. Hallelujah. Amen. And he revealed himself also to Cornelius. Send people to Peter to come and give you, tell you salvation. That's why I like the Bible. Bible doesn't make a mistake. Romans chapter 10. Said, if those people have not gone to preach, how will they hear? So Peter has to go and preach and Cornelius hear. But when Peter went there, because he was too holy, Peter was too holy, too much Christian. So he's going to joke holiness and Christianity, and Holy Ghost said, Peter, is enough. I make the poor holy. I make the sinner also holy. He didn't allow Peter to finish. Holy Ghost baptized them. All what God wants the poor to know, so that the God himself make his way in their life, is for us to do what? To tell them the good news. But the pain is that when we go, instead to tell them the good news, we tell them the bad news. Are you here? Giving. Give what is good to people. I am drinking. And I am not saved. Can you, pastor, come? God sent you to me. And when you come, you talk about drinking is, you are drinking, you are a sinner. If you drink, you are going to hell. You are smoking, you go to, are you sure you are coming to give me good news? Is it the good news that I want? I'm fornicating. And the Lord sent you to me, a Christian, holy. Come to me and save me. Those who fornicate, hell. But I'm already there. And I'm fornicating. So he said, those who are fornicating will go to what? Hell. So I am already what? There. So is that the good news God sent you to me? Then go away. My girlfriend is coming. We are already there. Because you said those who are doing that, they are going to what? Hell. And I am doing that, so I am not in hell already. Is that all the good news Jesus sent you? Go. My girlfriend is coming. And we have got drinks here now. We are coming to drink. Okay. God gave you good. Did you know that a rich man asked Jesus? You are a good man. Jesus said, I'm not good. The only person who is good is God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the good news is that you are smoking, you are fornicating. Yo, that is lovely. It's lovely, but one thing is, Jesus said, I must tell you that he loves you. He loves you. And he can change you to make you. Where is your girlfriend? Call him. Call her to me. Ah, you could be a lovely what? Couples. So why don't you believe in Jesus and change it? Bible says we should renew our mind. Bible says it's a 360 degrees that makes what? Salvation. And change it. And God will bless you and you become a good what? Couple. There was a preacher in Ghana. His preaching is that if you do this, fire. If you do this, fire. And if you do this, I know everybody said, you alone go to heaven. You. If you gossip, fire. If you do this, fire. And not one person is free. Hallelujah. God sent her to go and... You saw in the Bible, there was a woman, the Bible said, they caught him red-handed, her red-handed with a man. And they brought to Jesus. What did Jesus said? He was writing on the ground. Pastor Mankwa, you smoke. Pastor so-and-so, you do that. Pastor so-and-so, you did that. You Pharisee captain, you did that. Then later they all ran away. And Jesus said, where are those people who brought the charge against you? And then he said, they have gone. He said, I am not also going to what? Judge you. Go and sin no more. And that was the woman. In the day of Jesus' resurrection, when we hear Mary Magdalene, he was the first woman to receive the resurrection of Jesus. His name is recorded because he changed through the good news of Jesus. Sure. These people were coming to kill me. And you saved me. You, God, holy. You didn't condemn me. You forgave me. Ah. Today, you have made me scared. I will serve God. Hallelujah. So, if I can give love, what about money to God? Quickly, let us finish. Time is up. But today, let me finish. Communion service. 1, 2, 3. Let us run quickly. Then Jesus said to his disciples, yeah. And I explained to you. I explained this one to you last time that camel to enter the eye of a needle. It was a proverb Jesus put. At the gate of Jerusalem, when they are coming out, there is a small narrow. They didn't want the camel to enter the city. It must be at the back. So when he reached there, he lowered, the camel will lower itself. Then you take your baggage out of the camel. Then he has the gate. So he said, it is like that gate you see. It is like that. A rich man will not, unless he humble himself. Even if he humble himself and he's still bigger than camel size, he can't enter Jerusalem. Are you sure? You can't enter Jerusalem. There was somebody who went to an orchard, an orange farm, and there was a ripe, he ate and ate, and they said he became too fat. And when he was entering, the gate was narrow. When he was coming, he was fat. The gate is, he couldn't get out. So what did he do? He has to stay there and fast to be small before you come up. Hallelujah. I read a storybook. The same thing applies to the kingdom of God. If you are too fat in your lifestyle, you can't go there. Those who, that's what Jesus said. Look into the what? The lane what? The narrow gate. The narrow gate. So the Bible is telling us, Jesus said, the kingdom of God will be that. If you want to fashion yourself without giving to God, without building people's life, and you want to be a big man in the whole world, Bible says you will die with your things. And the kingdom of heaven is a narrow what, gate. You and your things cannot what, enter there. Quickly read the last one. Put the last one there. Please spare me 5 minutes to finish it. So when the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, who then can be what? Saved. Yo! We have left everything. Please, let me be honest. Are we not trusting God that he gives us money? Who doesn't want money? Our highest thing, apart from going to heaven, is to be rich. Is that not so? Who doesn't want it? Now, listen to this. This is the reason why the disciples too was following Jesus. He healed. He raised the dead. Whoa. One day we will be rich. Now the rich man came and he said, if you are rich, you can't go to heaven. Hey, Peter, James, John. Hey, we are running a bad business with this man. We're running a bad business with this man. So Jesus said, hey, so what can we get? Didn't they say, who then can be saved? Now listen, let's just go up. Read quickly. Jesus looked at them and said, carry on. Huh? Listen to Peter. So Peter is between me and you. Hallelujah. 1, 2, 3. Let us read. Ah! We've left our wife, our children. We were fishermen. Thinking that when we join you, we are going to be multi-millionaire. Now you're telling us, with man it is impossible to be rich. It is only with God. When do we become God? So Jesus, listen, Peter was too bold. We have left everything, you know, everything. That boat you used to preach, I left it there. Somebody sold it. What are we going to get? So do you think that we are going to walk before you like this? Hungry, changing for loaf of bread and fishes to eat. That is all what we are going to do until we die. Ask yourself. Is that what you want to be and die? Following Jesus Christ just like that and die? And what is the answer of Jesus?
I tell you the truth.
I do what? I tell you the truth. At the renewal of things, when the Son of Man sits in his glory, his
glorious throne,
you have the following.
Me will also sit on 12 thrones. Judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
This is what you get in heaven. Jesus said, by following me, Peter, and obeying Pastor Mankwa, preaching, doing all this, this is what you get in heaven. So your reward is what? In heaven. Peter was astonished. I thought he was going to talk about money. He's talking about heaven first. Hallelujah. And Jesus never finished. Let us finish with Jesus. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a clap offering. He's a great man. Great man. And listen to this portion very well. 1, 2, 3.
And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.
Food for thought. Those who think they are first, they will be what? And those who think they are last. So Jesus added up. Peter, I know you left your house. You left your business. You left your wife. Andrew, you left everything and follow me. But I tell you, that kingdom of God one is a bonus. But on this earth, I tell you the truth. I am Jesus. In the beginning of the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was, and nothing was created without the word. And the word became flesh, and we saw his glory living among men. I tell you the truth and the resurrection of life. I tell you, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one go to heaven except me. I tell you the truth that anyone who has left everything, who has sacrificed everything, everything like this, hundredfold. That is where I stand. Hallelujah. Amen. Who will stand there with Jesus? That you sacrifice everything. So it is very shameful, 100%, to earn 10,000 and maybe you give 50 rand tight. You know yourself. Giving is higher than tight. Even tight, you don't measure. Bring the offering and the sin here, please. Our time is up. Please, who won the hundredfold? We believe that hard work and all that will make a blessing. If you want blessing from God, you trust God and you obey what God said you do. So those who have given all this, you will have it in what? In a hundredfold. Hallelujah. Saints, I want you to pray. This month, we are declaring this month a giving month. Hallelujah. Find somebody to bless him. Find somebody to pray with him. Find somebody to love him. Find somebody to give him peace. You have troubled him too much. So when our sister says, give somebody peace, it doesn't mean you have peace. You have troubled the person too much. Find him and give that person a peace of mind. Reconcile with people. Forgive people. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, you have 100-fold. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your word. Bless us to give. Bless us to give all. Not only money, love, time, and everything we have mentioned. Let us even give our whole heart to you so that we may be blessed in appointed time. In Jesus' name, amen. Since we are entering to another hour where the Bible tells us plainly that all the gospel we preach today became a real gospel because of this covenant. Hallelujah. On the night Jesus was about to die, Jesus Christ took this bread. He broke it, gave it to the disciples. Eat. This is the new covenant. And I will not eat and drink with you until the day I will return again. And that day is the day we are waiting. It's our Christian judgment. Hallelujah. When we read the Bible clearly, the judgment will be two. God will not judge Christians and and sinners together. Hallelujah. Bible says you come and rapture us. Though the word rapture is not a biblical word, you can't find a rapture. The Bible said you'll be caught out in the twinkling of an eye. All those who have been born again and sacrificed, whom the Lord himself know that you have been saved, he will take you away and give you a reward before another second coming comes. So saying, he broke it and ate it. And also, thereafter, he took the cup filled with wine and said, this cup represents my blood. Though you see it as a wine, but it represents my blood. So anytime you drink and eat the bread, it represents my body and my blood. So that I will be in you and you will be in me, and then we work together. I will make you a mouthpiece. When you preach to people, they will believe me and you will have your share. Hallelujah. So anytime you eat, that is what Bible says we must go and do. We don't eat and go and gossip. Hallelujah. If communion empower you to gossip, it's up to you. Hallelujah. We gossip about the Lord. And Jesus said, whenever you eat this, remember me. Paul in his letter said that in Corinthians. Because people do not recognize that this is Jesus' blood, this is Jesus' body and blood, and they eat it anyhow, they bring condemnation to themselves. So a person should examine himself. Number one, do you believe in Jesus? He is your Lord and your Savior. Can you proclaim Jesus to somebody? He's God. When people are arguing that Jesus is not Lord, can you tell them the truth? If you believe, then Jesus said, you are invited to dine with him. Hallelujah. You are invited to dine with him. We are human. We don't know anybody's heart. We don't judge people by their ways. But look at into your heart. Somebody believed that he has obeyed all the commandments, but he didn't know where eternal life is. Hallelujah. Let us stand up and pray. And all the leaders, come and let us bless the offering there. Let us pray, Father. In the name of Jesus, we commit these ordinances into your hands. We ask the Lord of the Lord's Supper, to bless this ordinance. Indeed, it is the blood. Indeed, it is the body of Jesus. May you sanctify us, forgive us all our sins and trespasses. As we eat, bring us to salvation. Help us to propagate the gospel. We ask your mercy. Help us to search our heart. We don't want anybody to be sick among us. We don't want anybody to die among us. Lord, help us and let us eat it by faith according to your word, so that we may receive the hundredfold of your blessing on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Gospel. Who believe that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior? Come and dine with the Lord. Come. Come. And Jesus said, if anyone is ashamed of me in the presence of men, table. Anyone who loves Jesus, come.
He is able to
of God. The Lord said that my hands are full of your blessing. Do what I tell you and let me bless you, and you'll be blessed to other people. Father, we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your favor. We are blessed to have blood and the body of Jesus. We are blessed to have such a covenant activated today in our lives. May your mercy and your grace fill our lives, change our destiny, change our future, and make it a betterment of our life. You are some God.
How great you are.
You are God. You are God.
Mighty are your miracles.
Alone deserve our worship, our awesome God. Do every miracle that will make us to know you are awesome God. Do any and every and all miracles that will prove that you are awesome God, a doer of all miracles. May your name be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Cecily, let's give God a clap offering. And to our visitors, please, on communion day, we spend a little bit of time ahead of our time, so forgive us. But this is a spiritual exercise we have to do. Otherwise, we close at 11:30. Hallelujah. Before we go for offering and get out here, let me do one or two things. Hallelujah. I would like to call Brother April and Sister Kim. Come forward, please. Smart. Hallelujah. Have you seen this handsome man and a beautiful lady? They have been with us for a while. Brother April is a training pastor in his church. But when he fell in love with Kim, see, and Bible said, for this reason, man will leave their mother and father. Hallelujah. Amen. And next week, they are getting married. Yeah. Hallelujah. These people you see, ever since they met, I can tell you the truth. They are clean. Yeah. So as for next week, they will kiss. Yeah. Will you tell them the venue? The wedding is not here. It's going to another venue so that all family members can be invited. So they will tell you the venue. What they have told the church is that they are not going to serve what do we call it? Refreshment. Hallelujah. But after their wedding, Sunday, they will come and do what is required for the church. Hallelujah. Amen. We are all invited, but please don't think that after the wedding, they are going to serve what? Refreshment. Honeymoon is better than refreshment.
Okay. I just want to thank everyone and everyone in the church for their support throughout the year. And we've went through a difficult time, and Pastor Richard and Pastor Mango has always been there for us and helped us through everything. And then the venue will be Two Swans. It is near Kenobi.
Two Swans. Two Swans. I haven't seen them before. I will see that the message. Hallelujah. And what is the time?
Time will be 2:30.
So 2:30. What is the dress code? Smart or some say smart, some say casual, but I'm a permanent. So smart. Hallelujah. So what are your colors? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe we would dress in color. Or it's not important.
It's royal blue, turquoise, and silver.
Royal blue and what? I don't know tortoise. God bless you so much. Give them a clap of you. Shall we? No. Let us pray for you. Let us pray for you. All pastors, come and stand before them. Stand at their face and push any enemy on their face out. Father, we pray and raise up our hands upon them. There's a good decision they have making. In the name of Jesus, we bind every evil. We bind every obstacle. We bind anything that will obstruct their marriage. You have taken them from far, and now they are near. You devil and your demons and your angels, we command you to flee in their way, out of their way. And we encamp around them with the blood of Jesus. That the kingdom of glory and the protection of God upon them. May you, God Jehovah, bless them, reveal yourself, empower them. They are good people to work for you. Lord, bless them and make their marriage successful. Touch the heart of people to bless them. Father, as you did for Egyptians, Israelites in Egyptians, in Egypt, you cause the Egyptians to bless them. Cause anybody who comes, who heard about their marriage, to bless them. As this month is the month of giving, may giving overflow in your life. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Bless you. Please be seated. And one thing, the Lord has spoken to me that anybody who want to have anything in your life, you need to sow a seed of 5,000. Anything. We're not talking about 2,000, 1,000. Car, houses. Anything your heart desire, but you have no ability. You don't know that you can get that thing. See me. He has mandated me. But you pledge to the Lord that you give God that seed. Then I'll give you the direction God gave me. Please, I'm not going to announce it again. Finish. Announce it last Thursday. Because some of you were not here. I am not making money, so nobody should tell me pastor is making money. But some of you need a house, you need a car, you need a husband, you need something. 2013, what is God mandated? He said, it's our a year of bypass. A year of what? Bypass. Where God will bypass all your obstacles and bless you. It works. And it's coming the last minute. Hallelujah. So may God richly bless you. Let us hear the announcement and then we can close.
Amen. God is good. It's time for our Thanksgiving offering. Please, all those with first fruits, kindly come forward as we prepare our Thanksgiving offering and our tithes. All those with first fruits, please come forward, and I call our daddy to provide.
Come. In this church, we give first fruit. It's our secret of blessing. And it's in the Bible. Churches give tithe. We give first fruit. So first fruit is 2.5% of your income. Then you give a tithe. Please pray. Tell the Lord that this is by next month, we are in next year. Hallelujah. Another first year, first day like this, it will be 2014. Tell God that today, from today, he must run. Because David said, Lord, be quick to bless me. Tell God that, God, be quick to bless me. Everything that I ask you that I have not received, be quick to bless me. And also remember, he has told me you need to sow 5,000. And that one, the Lord needs it for his project. So pray over it. The Lord, I need it. Let me be the first. First, show me the way. Show me your grace. Show me your wisdom. Revelation is very important. Ask God revelation. Show me your revelation about this situation. It is too much. As for me, the Lord has done it. So I have praise to give him. I told the people who were here on Thursday, I got it and it is mine. May God the Father bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Give it to me before we put it. Father, your word said we must wave this offering before you. And this teruma, which is a first fruit, may you bless your people according to their heart desire and according to your word of promise. In Jesus' name, amen. So let us all take our offering and tithes. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we stand up, please? And the choir, get ready. And take the money and let us pray over it. Our time is up. Pray over your offering. And tell the Lord that you said you will devour the devourer. If your money can't meet your budget, tell the Lord that there is a devourer. Kill him. There is a devourer there. He said, I will destroy him. Tell God to destroy him. It doesn't meet. It can't pay the rent. It can't pay the electricity. It can't pay the workers. Even I run at loss. Tell the Lord, I destroy the devourer. Lord, you said you would do it. It's not me. Say, if I pay my tithe, you, so do your work. And God will be fast to release you. With the offering, tell the Lord that you say, when we give, you give back to me. Good measure, president shaking, you run it over. So Lord, I am giving, this is my seed, from my heart, free will offering. Father, as it cost me to give, may it cost you to pay me back, according to your word. Father, we thank you that your word is pure and truth. As we sow, so may we reap, according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you. Siya boga, 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 siya bo
bless you, Victory Sanctuary Choir. Amen. I proceed with our general announcement. Monday, we are all reminded of our Monday prayer healing and deliverance hour, which starts from 6 to 8 p.m. Come and let us pray together. Amen. Tuesday, the prayer tower is meeting at 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any prayer requests or counseling, please contact any pastors of the church, and you are encouraged to make an appointment. Amen. Tuesday is also our victory hour on Radio Israeli Temba on 93.8 FM. Please tune in from 9 to 9:30 for an awesome session. So please patronize by listening. On Thursday, we are reminded of our Thursday Bible studies, which start from 6 to 8 p.m. Come and let us hear the Word of God as study the Word of God. On Friday, Gospel Youth Foundation are reminded to meet from 6 to 8 p.m. Youth.
Action.
Youth.
Action.
Youth.
Action.
Amen. Saturday Victory Women are reminded of their morning prayers, which start from 7 a.m. in the morning to 8 a.m. Victory Sanctuary Choir are reminded to meet from 6 to 8 p.m. Our special announcement, Pastor Richard is here on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. each of these days. Please come and pray as well as seek counsel. Doors are open for those who want to sing and play the instruments to glorify in the work of God. Please see our music director. Amen. Please, parents must caution their children from going near the instrumentals after church service. If any child is found near the stage or at the stage, would be held responsible and accountable for any cost that will happen to our instruments here. So after church service, please, all parents, hold your children not to get on stage. Amen. Doors are open for those who want to join the communication department. Please see our communication director. We are reminded to pay our welfare dues before year ends. And from the head pastor's desk, please, all prayer partners must continually pray for each other. And let us take it seriously. And from next week, Sunday, all prayer partners, you must sit together from next week, Sunday, please. And all income members must please pay their tithes and first fruits every month, just monthly. And if you have any queries or suggestions on how to improve or grow the church, please post it into the suggestion box. It's around the entrance from the kitchen and the pastor's office on your right when you leave in. Please post any queries or suggestions on how to improve the church. Amen. Please, all guests must kindly wait behind after church service. The ushers will guide you to a seat for refreshments. Next week, Sunday, is our monthly burn offering. Please come prepared. Amen. Victory, ladies. Victory, ladies. Victory Life Evangelical Temple presents Ladies Spring Dinner 2013. Amen. As we can see on our screen, it's on Saturday, amen, on Saturday, 7th December in this auditorium, this coming Saturday. It starts from 8 to 11 p.m. Come.
Hallelujah.
Come, enjoy, and listen to how a woman can serve God effectively without letting marriage, motherhood, relationship, take the place of God in your life. Amen. Amen. And only women, I repeat, only women are to attend this dinner. Amen. So if you are interested, please, all women must stay behind after church service. Even if you're a visitor and you are interested to attend this spring dinner, please, after church service, do not rush to go home. There is a short meeting. All leadership are reminded of their meeting next 2 weeks, Sunday. It's on the 15th December. All leadership are reminded of their meeting. Amen. And from the children department, please let us bless them with Christmas gifts. Let us practice the ministration of today. of giving to the children of God. Amen. So next week, Sunday, let us all try and bring gifts for the children. From the ages of 7 to 12 years, we have 13 children. So please bring your gift according to the ages. From the age 7 to 12 years, we have 13 children. And infants, babies from 6 to from infant 0 to 6 years, we have 20 children. So please let us bless them this Sunday next week. Let's bless them next week Sunday on the 8th with gifts, toys, and things that fit for these ages. Amen. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. At this point, I welcome our general overseer to give us the benediction and closing prayer.
Hallelujah. Let us stand up for closing. One thing I'm begging you is that all the men, women are eating on Saturday. And the men, what are you going to do? Men, organize yourself. Inje, men, all the men, meet me at the Sunday school house before you go. All the men, meet me in the children's room. And when a woman hear anybody crying, don't worry. We are exercising ourselves. Hallelujah. Okay. Please, we'll be taking picture to put it on our website. That's why we beg you to dress this one. So don't go away. Our visitors see what we are doing so that you can be permanent here. Hallelujah. We need everybody's help and suggestion. Help us. Hallelujah. So, all of us, we are going to take pictures immediately after the service. And the men will meet me in that room for boxing. Hallelujah. So women, eat alone. But don't be fat, please. We don't want fat women. Don't be fat. Let us close. Hallelujah. Sunday, we want to see everybody, your prayer partner, sitting by you. And tomorrow is a prayer meeting. I want us all to be here 6 o'clock. Please leave your job and let us pray. Christmas is coming. We need Lord protection. Hallelujah. I'm begging you. We don't say everything on the pulpit. So please come. Shall we raise up our hands and say after me, Father God, this is the month of giving. And the Bible said, what you have given to us is what we can give. So Father, give it to me, and whatever you have given to me, show me what I must give that I can receive my harvest. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and establish you in perfect peace. May your outgoing the whole of this month be a blessing. May your incoming be a blessing. A mandate and decree, may your work be successful. Where there is a lack, may blessing of the Lord take place. We remove and bind and command any blockade, obstacles in your life away in Jesus' name. That the mercy of God will take place. Be strong and be courageous, for the Lord is with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we share the grace together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus. Communication, come forward. Holy Spirit. All members, come forward. Let us take the picture straight away. Where is the media? Everybody, don't go. Come, let us take the picture. Come, stand by me. Charity, if you are sitting there, I'll come and knock you there. Come quickly. Come and stand by me. You are sitting there. Where is your father in South Africa? Come.
Take the picture.
Mr. Martin. All of you, either you are wearing black, green, everybody join. Join, everybody. Whatever you wear, Pastor Richard, that's not a time to sit there. Come. No activity. Please call everybody. All of you, come, come. All visitors. First thing first. Come, come, come. Where is the Sunday school children? Bring them. They must sit down here. Pull the chairs away. Cameraman, know whatever you are doing. You must stand for and show, zoom it. Sit down, sit down. Those who are tall, go back. Go back and help us. Everybody face must come. Young lady, can we see your beautiful face, please? Hallelujah. Please. Make your face nice. It is not the photographer who make your face bad. If you see yourself crying the web, it is that's how your face look like. Please, look into the camera. All of you, look into the camera. And please, you must give us something to say hallelujah or something that can give everybody.
Pastor, Cecilia, all the groups. Pastor, Cecilia,
thank you. Pastor, Cecilia, mo, mama. All the women, organize yourself. Prayer tower, organize yourself. Assimilation, organize yourself. You take your pictures. The women fellowship, organize yourself. Communication.
Victory, ladies. Victory, ladies. Agree. communication director, Yvonne. Arise and sit. Arise and sit. Behind the pastor after
we're gonna finish just now.
Just 2 minutes. Deacon and deaconesses. Elders. Elder Apostle Hammer. Get ready. Apostle Hammer. Elder Edward Nenchi, Denchi. Elder Denchi, leave behind the computer and go to. Dickness is Vero, where is she? Okay, run quick. Apostle Hammer, go to the stage. Apostle Hammer, join them. You are one of the elders. Apostle Hammer. You are not Apostle. You are Dr. Agri. Pastor Richard, you look very handsome. Women. Oh. The king's wife. All women. Leave the chat for me. Go. Sisi Zanelle. All women. Your Excellency. Madame Bongi. All women. Portia. Oh, join them. If the women don't want any man in the dinner, why do they expecting men to be taking picture?
Pastor,
you don't want pastor to
do it. kwap.
Action.
Youth, oh youth, youth, please come forward.
Two. All the youth agree.